Blog Talk Radio.
To Lush Radio.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
All hail the street queens and all that we stand for, man. Introducing the street queens.
Girl, she lush live in the building, shutting it down like I always do.
with the Street Queens, the movement. This show is hosted by the panel of Street Queens, definitely doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? And we live in the building. We shutting it down. Today, this is Relationships, episode number one. And we getting down to the nitty-gritty. This is for the grown and sexy. This is an adult, mature show tonight. And we calling off for all the men and all the women to express their feelings on this topic. Call in at 347-826-7722. The quote for the night is, don't go into a relationship thinking that you're a full cup when you're really half of a cup. First of all, we got to be content with ourselves in order to jump from relationship to relationship. You know, that's the situation a lot of people find themselves. And why do we really stay? You know, the wrong and right reason to stay in a relationship. Hosted by Street Queens of Movement, the panel. And you can call into the show, like I said, at 347-826-7722. We apologize in advance if we don't get to you. Every 15 minutes, we will go to the line and answer phone calls. Check us out at streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. You feel me? No inappropriate language. You know, if you're disrespectful to any of my beautiful queens or any of these queens of the panel, which they are the host of the show, or any of the callers, you will be denied access. So we about to go online and check out all my beautiful queens. We definitely live in the building. Peace, Queen Toy. How you feeling today? Peace, Queen Toy.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm good, honey. This is Toy in the building. Sorry for the technical difficulties. I'm feeling good. How you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling excellent, man. We definitely going to get it in, you know what I'm saying? Everything's up to par and working right now.
Yes.
That's what it is, man. Blog Talk, you know, I'm going to have a bone to pick with them. Peace, Queen Emma.
Peace, Queen.
What's up with you? What's popping? What's popping?
You know how we do. No matter what happens, the show must go on, so.
That's what it is. Queen, Lissette, what's popping, Lissette?
Que lo que, my ladies, Lissette, Lissette from the BX, repping hard every day. What's good, my lady?
Hey. definitely.
I got to bring that Bronx flavor, you know what I'm saying?
I'm jealous. Don't get mad. I'm still Bronx at heart. Don't get it twisted.
Still Bronx, daddy. Don't worry.
Come on, I got 40 years in, so.
Yeah, man. It's like the Don, the Bronx Don.
What's good, Lushy?
What's up, man? We definitely getting it in, man, for real. I'm just, you know, digging in the scene on the gangster lane. You know how we got to keep it moving. Day.
Throwback.
That's what's up, man. And like I said, man, today is an interesting topic. I want to see how this really goes tonight, girls, ladies, because, you know, this is
a touchy subject,
man. This is for grown adults only. No little kids calling to the show, man. This is for grown adults. So if you
got a long way to go.
Kid in a grown man's body, man, don't be calling to the show, man. We do not want any immature people calling to the show, man. So let's go ahead, man. You know, the question is to all of you ladies, man, do we set standards? Do we even interview these guys when we bring them into our lives, man? Or even women, do men do that too, you know? What's really going on? You know?
I don't know, but I tell you this much. I think that men and women should come with the application. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, first name, last name, references. Yeah, you need to tell me five people that you know that I can call and find out the real deal on you.
I'm feeling that part.
You know, maybe a bottle of whiskey in my pocket. Mm.
The way you can type for pedophiles to see who's the closest pedophile around your area, they give that information. It should be like, let me get your name. Let me Google you. Like, everybody's always quick to say, Google me. Let me Google you and really find out, you know, what's good with you.
That sounds like a good idea. Maybe like a baby mama drama website, you know?
aboutyourman.com. Like, aboutyourman.com. You put his name in.
Don't give out the goods.
They give you the name of
you.org.
They give you the name of his last baby mother, stuff like that. Like, ooh, okay.
Reason for splitting. That would be excellent.
You know?
Actually.
Yeah, reason for splitting.
Have you ever hit a woman? Check yes or no.
Right? Like, define hit, because she tried to choke me and I slapped her.
Yeah, right. I'm telling you, nowadays it's kind of difficult.
The problem is that, you know, a lot of us women and even men, you know, sometimes, you know, like I said, sometimes we go into relationships thinking that we're a full cup when we're really half of a cup. A lot of us, sometimes, you know, we feel like we just are missing that void of that person. And when we're not truly content with ourselves and we jump from relationship to relationship, ladies, speak on it.
You know, I think that setting standards is important, you know, and you have to be realistic with it. You can't just, you know what I'm saying, say, okay, I'm a check out the millionaire club, you know what I'm saying? I want to be with a dude who's doing this, that, and the third, but you ain't doing nothing with yourself. You have to set some goals. You have to set some standards. It can't just be all about you, per se, you know what I mean? Oh, I need to be with this guy because I need somebody to be rich and famous and all this. No. You know, you have to set your standards and be respectable at the same time at those goals, you know what I mean?
I agree with that because, I mean, a lot of women walk into a relationship with a list. But then it's like, okay, if you look at that list, do you feel them same things on that list that you put on that list? Like, you have to understand, like, you come into a relationship, a man got a list too. So maybe you got to make sure you come correct, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's the situation that we're dealing with, you know. How can you expect a man to do this, that, and the third? Also, I was listening to a show. They were saying, like, you know, she's sick and tired of her man laying up in the house and this, that, and the third. But the question is, sweetie, was he doing that before you got with him? If he was doing that before you got with him, what's going to make you think he's going to change?
That's true. Like, a lot of ladies are like, oh, you know, my man got to take me out every, you know, I need to be out. I need to do this. I need this in my life. But they have nothing to offer. It's like, what? And I only say that because, like, it's like a lot of young women today are looking for a man to save them. But it's like, ladies, you have to get your own so that when a man comes into your life, he's complimenting it, not making it. Because if he leaves and you're left with nothing, where you going to be at the end of the day?
That's true. And that's the thing. Like, people don't realize their full potential when they're trying to go and change other people. I mean, you have to be able to be real with yourself. You know what I'm saying? Be real with yourself. Mm-hmm. You can't, first of all, it's a union between man and woman, a union. Nevertheless, it's not all about yourself, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of selfish women out there. There's a lot of selfish men out there. And what do you expect? Like, come on. You expect all this stuff from me, but you can't put in the time and the day? Come on. It don't work that way.
I want to know, too, like, some women, you know, is that I'm just curious. I'm throwing it out there for you ladies' opinion. Like, we talk about standards. Let's say you're a woman that maybe you don't have any kids and, you know, your man has, you know, children, or the dude that you're interested in has children. Are you ready to deal with his baby's mother? Like, you know, are you ready to deal with those type of things? She's always going to be a part of your relationship. So these are, like, the things that you have to think about when you meet somebody. And we talk about standards as in things that you will or will not put up with. You know what I mean? That's what we mean, standards.
And that's the situation. For Felicia, I know you over there because I opened up your mic. Felicia, how you feel about that situation, Felicia?
About tolerating children?
Just setting standards as a woman.
And setting standards as a woman. I mean, I'm a firm believer in standards. I have my own standards, and I try to abide by them the best that I can. And I know, you know, you slip up, but for the most part, if you know, you're going to make mistakes, but if you just bounce back and still remain true to your heart and true to what you desire, because deep down inside, you know, like Ms. Toy said, when you get into a relationship, like, what that person is looking for and what you're looking for is going to set the tone. So, first of all, communication. Like, needs to, the lines of communication needs to be open right when you are getting involved and you're interested in a person. Like, what are they looking for? You know, what are your standards? You know what I mean? It's just, it's real simple. Like, remember you was explaining, Lush, about, you know, do you interview these people before you get involved with them? Honestly, I do. I do with my eyes. I ask questions. I mean, I'm feeling you out hard body. Like, do you have any children? What do you do for work? You know what I mean? Just simple things. Like, you want, I mean, if you're looking for a well-rounded man, you know what I mean? But definitely standards is definitely a key to getting what your heart desires.
But at the same, do we set standards too high that are just, you know, that might not
that
actually be, you know, attainable?
But that's the thing, like, Emma, is Emma on the line?
Yeah, I mean,
When Emma was saying, like, you know, when people says people, you can't be setting standards too high because everybody is perfectly messed up in their own way. Nobody's going to come perfect. Somebody's going to come with some type of pain. You know what I mean? Like, seriously. So you can't set your standards too high, but at the same time, you can be reasonable and pick substance over, what is it, substance over style?
That's true. We got a caller, ladies, live on the line. We're going to bring the caller in real quick, see how they feel about standards. Because this isn't just a question proposed to women. It's also men. You know, do you set standards when you get a woman? You know?
Seriously.
That's a question.
Well, we need to know, for real.
For real. Are they interviewing us and we just don't know it?
I think some of them are.
Caller from the 111 block number. You're live in the building with the Street Queens, the Move, and all the beautiful queens. This is a grown and sexy show tonight. What's up?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes.
Yeah.
How y'all know?
I'm good.
You said this was a grown and sexy show. I was like, let me put on my the sticky voice. You know what I'm saying? But no, I definitely got standards, and you know, I encourage any woman I'm dealing with to have standards as well. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't really want a woman who's gonna fall for anything. And I put a woman through a sort of a interview process. You know what I'm saying?
Is it like a boot camp?
Is that?
It's something it's through my own personal observation. I just observe qualities that I like, and, you know, if she makes the cut, then we take it to the next level. If not, you know, it was cool. You know, let's be friends and you know, separate.
So what do you look for in a woman?
What's that?
What do you look for in a woman then? Like, when you say standards, like, what do you look for?
See, it varies from person to person because I'm so open to new things. You know what I'm saying? So it varies. I've dealt with women from, you know, all across the spectrum in terms of personality, in terms of whatever their religious practice is, whatever their home training was. You know what I'm saying? Some women believe in hitting their kids and discipline. Some women don't. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and when you're looking at a future with a woman, and you're looking at kids and all of that, or if somebody got kids, you know, you need to know whether you can deal with that woman with her kids, and her kids are respectable, or if she, or even for possibility of having children with her, what are her qualities, or, you know, or the family values she wants to instill in that child.
So as you, not speaking for all men, but you actually see, like, women visualize, oh, I might have a future with this guy and stuff like that. You do that?
Sometimes.
only
if a woman shows some, some extraordinary values or traits that's really appealing to me. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, it's hard to just go across the board and say what's appealing, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't just have a checklist. You know, just some things I like. And then some things some women introduce me to, and I'm like, I didn't know I liked that until I met her. You know, like, hey, you know, I like that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know.
Okay. All right, interesting.
I have a question for Renesy.
Yeah.
Okay, you we're talking about standards. Like, what is one of the things that is an absolute no-no when you meet a woman? Like, what's one of your standards that you are not going to be moved from?
I absolutely...
He's struggling, y'all.
No. A woman that just smothers me, and a woman that is a control freak.
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely can't deal with that. I'm going to tell you that right now off the bat. You know what I mean? So if she's controlling, I can't deal with that, personally. I mean, and I know it's compromising a relationship, but things can't just be one way all the time. Yeah. It can't just be her way. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to deal with that.
There's some men that like for a woman to run them, and if a woman is not, you know, aggressive enough, he gets bored and be ready to leave her.
Oh, no. To each his own, and I don't hate on that. For the men who like that, more power to them. Do your thing.
Right. Renacy said, not me, though. You're not going to run this.
I don't have a detachable penis.
Wow.
Put it in your purse and give it back to me at the end of the night. No.
Wow. That's an interesting way to put it.
Mine is stuck to me.
Oh,
wow.
Why don't we go around and ask everybody what their no-no is?
What's all you guys' no-no? What's your absolutely an unintolerable thing that you can't take from, you know, the opposite sex in regards to a relationship? Hey, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead, ladies. Let them know what it is.
I would not tolerate a man putting his hands on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
no
absolute
question.
Hell no. If you put your hands on me, it's not that I'm afraid to get hurt. I'm afraid to go to jail. I do not want to live in that type of town. And so if you give me the inclination, just a little hint that you're abusive that way, you got another thing coming.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
That's absolutely out of the question. And I know I say that because I know that my mom had went through some stuff growing up, while I was growing up, and a lot of my girlfriends went through a lot of that stuff. And that was one of my standards. Like, yo, if you are going to be abusive, you know what I'm saying, it's usually a couple of red flags before it gets to that. That's an absolute no-no. We're going to kill each other.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No, I agree. I agree with that. I don't hit women, so I agree.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That needs help right there.
But I'm not gonna sit and be hit by women either. I will detain a woman, but I'm not gonna hit. Mm-hmm. Women.
Yeah, like you can detain
right.
her because y'all are stronger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really and truly.
And it goes both ways. A man shouldn't have to deal with that either.
Oh no. Nah,
mm-hmm. Well, I got a couple. I got a couple no-nos, like absolute no-goes. Like, I co-sign with my homie Lissette. Definitely, if you're violent, if you have, you know, possessive personalities, you know, that
mm-hmm.
type of deal, you got to go the other way, bruh, because I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a free-spirited woman, and I like to do my thing, so I don't need you up on my neck breathing with your hot breath always worrying about what I'm doing. Like, that's not going to work. So that's
somebody
one.
Somebody pass him a Tic Tac.
And for two, I'm going to keep it real. I can't deal with no broke pocket money. You have to have a job, and you have to be striving towards something. I'm not saying you got to
mm-hmm.
be the richest dude. You have to have some aspirations and some motivation and some,
mm.
you know.
Mm. So no deadbeat.
Cash flowation. I just made that up. But.
Word of the day, plus.
What
is that? Cash flowation.
I can't even say it.
But y'all ladies don't front. Like, you don't want a man that you get up at 6 a.m., you hustle, bustle, go out to work. You come home, you're doing the Street Queen show, you know, you're doing the radio, you're doing whatever it is that you do in your career, and you come home and he's sitting on the sofa like, what's up, boo?
Yeah,
you don't cook.
Dinner cook.
You don't cook.
I better have some food on my table.
Okay. How about what's good, Mom? I'm saying you don't got no time for me. You better get
what?
A job. Man, listen.
I hear you, girl.
I can't do it. Those are my two biggest things. I'm not going to go down the list because it gets serious, but those are my two big ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a few on my list, but.
Come on, let's hear yours.
Run them
down.
Is Edie on the line?
No, she's not on the line. She's going to be on a little later. I mean, what are your absolute no-nos? You know, what's your no-nos, Emma?
Well, one of my no-nos, of course, definitely is what Lizette bring up. Although it's been a no-no, you know, I'm not going to lie and say that I haven't been, you know, involved in domestic violence, you know. But that's definitely a no-no. And the second one definitely is that I will not share a man, not a man that's supposed to belong to me, with no other woman. That's absolutely a no-no.
Yeah.
If you've entered another garage, you got to stay in that other garage. You cannot come. You cannot come here and seek shelter after that, because I love myself too much. I'm not gonna be taking those shots, you know, and be scared. The gynecologist waiting for my results. I'm not doing that. I love myself too much, and you know, and there's just too many ways to obtain pleasure for me to play, you know, with my life. So
hello.
Yeah,
preach,
right.
Emily.
You know what I'm saying?
She didn't even say like the front yard. She said garage. What kind of stuff is going on in here?
Whoa!
Just look at my pictures. Just look up at my pictures. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa! But that sounds like some naughty business. We said it was a grown and sexy show, so you know.
We did
you know,
say that.
No.
But I'm just saying that's just definitely it's just definitely a no-no for the simple fact that I just can't be intimate with somebody and share my, you know.
Yeah.
Share my stuff, and then all of a sudden just having in mind that you went and shared, you know what I'm saying, your saliva with somebody else. There's just too many exchanging of too much stuff.
Right.
Too many body
too much stuff.
And I can't cope with that.
Emma, pop quiz. I know this is kind of off topic, but what is your absolute no-no as far as, like, personal stuff? Like, what's a no-no for a dude in the bedroom? Like, what's the absolute no-no?
Definitely the back door. I don't swing through the back door. There's only one way to come
garage,
out. There's not a way
garage.
To come in.
Exactly. That is exit only. Damn it.
Yeah,
hello.
That's just strictly for exit. You know, it's impossible for the same thing that goes out to come in. It's just
that's a little Lord Jesus. Lord,
yeah, one way street over there.
Yeah, and there's been plenty of begging. There's been plenty of begging. I just, that's a no-no. It's just a no.
Well, you know,
I haven't met a king yet worth for me to change my mind. So
exactly.
So Felicia, how you feel about that? What's your absolute no-no, Felicia?
Jealousy. I hate a jealous man. Like, I can't take it. I need to be able to breathe and not question me. You know, like, I can't stand a jealous man. Like, that is, and it's funny because when you first start dating someone, you can pick up on jealousy qualities real quick too.
Mm-hmm.
Like they question you, and it's like, wait a minute, like, you're not even my man. Or you be out in public and you see him clocking you like out the corner of his eye, all like, I can't take a jealousy man at all.
Such a gadget
and
stuff.
Also, you know, I co-sign with all the rest of the ladies, especially Emma. I'm not sharing no man. Like, I'm not tolerating no man putting his hands on me. Like, all of that.
Yeah. That's a
Lesh,
long list,
I'll
tell you.
Lesh, what's your no-no,
Lesh? My absolute no-no is you know what I'm saying, with the man is just the possessive controlling type, you know, with Benefi is like, God, like, come on, dude. Like, you have to be secure with yourself.
Right.
Like, you're not secure with yourself. Why are you, like, you know, why are you so pressed every time? What are you doing? Who are you talking to?
Oh, that's aggravating.
You gone. So who's going to be there? You're
yeah,
not
right.
Gone. Why you want to know? Shut up. You know, like, come on.
Why you
like
call me?
Yeah, why didn't you call me 15 minutes ago?
Yeah.
So why didn't
yep,
you
right.
let me know that this? So why didn't you call me when exactly you were there? So
who left me that message on Facebook?
You know,
who's that dude? Who's that nigga,
you know,
yo?
Yeah,
well, you done sent my comment on MySpace.
It's just at the same time, like, you, and then, you know, absolute stalkers, man, like, the stalker, like, if you give me some kind of indication, one slight bit of indication that you're a stalker, dude, it's a no-go, it's a wrap.
Bye.
If you're popping out the bushes trying to see who's dropping me off, you're crazy, dude. No, it's not a,
Been there.
I mean, this off subject, but you know the 17-year-old, young lady that's on Dancing with Stars. The stalker dude was like, oh, we're meant to have a baby and all
that.
I don't
crazy.
Even know the girl. Like, that's crazy. Like, if you give me an indication that you're a stalker, that's a no-go. Controlling, if you're off the break trying to tell me how I need to spend my money, and I don't even know you like that. If you're telling me how I need to do this, it's okay. It's okay if you give me some,
how to talk,
you know.
What you say.
Yeah, how to talk. If you're correcting my grammar, oh, you're controlling, dude. No, you're condescending. I'm not dealing with it. You got to go. You know, if you're calling, if you're calling my phone 65 times in the course of a day, you're crazy. You're not. I'm not dealing with you.
You're like,
with all fairness, right? Ladies, be honest with yourselves. And you too, Lush, for real.
Ladies, be honest.
Women love, if a woman is really into a dude, y'all love to hear from him at every hour upon an hour.
No, oh, not 65
times.
That's
absolutely not true.
Really? That's not true?
No, because it fades away. It fades away. Like, if he's calling all the time, okay, at the beginning,
okay,
maybe the first 2 days.
Hour upon an hour, but
maybe
like
the first 2 days or maybe the first week. It's like, all right, oh, he called. Okay, oh, he called. Afterwards, like, he called again? Like, is he serious? Like, come on, even the dude. Even the guys, when you first meet a new chick, it's like, okay, wow, all right, she calling. After a while, like, she calling again. Now you're not even going to pick up the phone anymore. You're going to send her straight to voicemail. And it's like, you may still like her. You're not saying you don't like her, but after a while, that's, you know, that just sends like a
irritating.
Red flag.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a red flag.
Because I've been in situations where, because I'm not a person who calls a lot. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I may even go a day or two. You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't change
the love factor or anything like that. It doesn't. If I got love for her, I got love for her. You know what
right.
I'm saying? And a day or two shouldn't make a difference. And but some of the women I've dealt with in the past think that it has. They're like, oh, you didn't call me yesterday. They're like, man, what? And I was
see, so that's the thing. Y'all don't call, but y'all be thinking about a nigga. Let me stop.
Wow.
But
you know
what though? My dad.
You have Venice on the line, and he's talking to all of us. You know, we're established, we're goal-oriented. You know what I'm saying? We have a certain direction. There's a lot of women out there that don't have that type of direction, you know what I'm saying? So they're going to be all up on a man. You know, so I don't personally like when somebody calls me a million times a day. I really don't. I like it when you call just in the right time, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you
make
a difference. You know, it has to do a lot with your, you know, if you're insecure and, you know, how you feel about yourself. Because I'm going to tell you this much. I'm busy. I got things to do.
That's true. Lissette, preacher, I got to tell you on that, Lissette. The thing is like this, right? Now, I'm not even going to bring up my situation. But, you know, if somebody doesn't have a job or maybe they retired, or whatever, and you're dealing with them, and
wow.
they don't have nothing to do. They sitting down watching more of your Jerry Springer or Judge Judy early in the morning. That's all they do. You know what I'm saying? Hey, they got plenty of time to think about crazy stuff on their mind, and they worrying about you texting them. A person that got a job that's busy and got something to do is not going to sit here and be like, oh, well, you know, she didn't call me. She might be dealing with that other man. Da da da. And this is that. Or the female don't got a job. She live with her mother. She got two of her little baby kids. I'm sorry to say, but you got women like that. You know, laid up in the house. She living off that $200, you know, income check from the government. And she thinking she living good. You know what I'm saying? She don't want to do nothing with herself, but lay up in her mother's house and have babies. She dealing with some dude that's even trying to save her. But, you know, she don't care. She got $200. She living good. She eating that government stuff, and it's all good. Nothing wrong with it. But it's just, it pisses me off because you got some hard-working people. But they laying in the house, they like, well, he might try to talk. Yeah, he trying to get somebody that's trying to actually work. Maybe if you would get up off your couch, start watching Maury, and figuring out who's the baby daddy, maybe you would get a man, okay? You know, let's get it together, people. You know.
People being stalking people online. Like, I'm going to keep it real. There's this guy I know. I'm not never going to say his name. But I done had to erase him from Facebook, MySpace, tagged. That man leaves novels on my page, man. Oh, you're the sweetest, sexiest. I mean, he goes into a thing. I'm like, dude, thank you. You can only say thank you so many times before it's like, listen.
Oh, my God. I think I got the same guy on mine.
Yo,
oh,
I'm
God,
so aggravated. You can't come over here and be quoting scriptures because I appreciate the Lord and his word, but you don't need to leave all that on my Facebook, dude. That is a force.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy as I don't know what, man. We got CG live on the phone. What's up, CG?
Hi, ladies.
What's
up,
baby? Hi, ladies and gentlemen, CG.
Hello.
What's going on? What's going on?
Hey, what is
that?
Where you at, Mama? Where you at, CG? Where you calling from, CG? Let the people know.
I'm in Jersey. I'm actually stopped right now, about to get in my car and head home from work.
You know what? We didn't say where we was calling from. We didn't even let the people know what's going on.
Well, you know, go ahead and tell them real quick where you guys representing from. And you know what I'm saying? We go ahead and jump back into the topic, man. Go ahead, Toy. Tell them you represent from.
Miss Toy calling live and direct from Boston, Mass.
That's what's up. Miss Emma, E2K Magazine.
This is Emma, born and bred in the Bronx for 40 years, but now residing in Philly.
That shit sounds so happy.
That was crazy. Yo, Lisette, where you repping from, Lisette?
What it do? It's your girl, Lisette, from the BX.
That's what's up. Felicia Sabree.
Yeah, it's your girl Felicia Sabree, straight out of Wartown. What's the Massachusetts Music Mania holler?
That's whatever. And our special Street King live in the building, Reverend CZ.
All I have to do is say, the Bay is in the area.
Yada da. Yeah, and this is your girl, Leslie Lush, representing live from the DMV, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. And New York, we definitely doing it international and Nigeria. Let's get it in, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, man, tonight we talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly, the reasons why we should stay in a relationship. And, you know, this is Relationships Episode 1, man. It's going down tonight. So we're grown and sexy. You guys can call in and give your piece at 347-826-7722. You know what I'm saying? So CZ, man, you know, you joined us and everything, man. Do you set standards when it comes to a male? Do you set standards and you know, do you do a whole interview and everything like that? And also what is your absolute no when it comes to a relationship?
Yeah, I set standards. I guess every year or every bad relationship my standards get higher. But as I get older my tolerance level goes a lot lower. I'll tolerate a lot less. And you get less chances, you know. My absolute no-no. Oh, I'm trying to think. As far as what though? As far as what in a relationship or a physical? You know, give me a.
All of the above.
I didn't hear you. Everybody was.
As far as in a relationship.
Oh.
What you just absolutely won't tolerate.
I won't tolerate. Well, what I'm gonna say I won't tolerate. I don't know because I've never been through it. So maybe I can't say that. I was gonna say someone hitting me. I know I would go crazy with that, but I've never been in a situation like that. Also, I could say I don't tolerate cheating, but I've forgave somebody for cheating on me. I don't know. There's a lot that I won't tolerate. It's just not coming to me right now. But how about this? Listen. Man that not come nowhere near me right now because, like I said, I just got finished reading the Steve Harvey book this past weekend, and no man, that one man comes up to me and he's going to catch it. He's going to catch hell. If any man says anything to me, he's going to catch hell.
Oh, I forgot to let y'all know this is our expert today. CG has chosen to be our expert today in regards to the Steve Harvey book. She read cover to cover of the Steve Harvey book. And now, y'all heard about it. You know what I'm saying? He basically leaked out you guys' secrets. So CG's going to kind of touch bases and leak out a couple for us to, let us know what's really popping.
Can you kind of recap the book for me now? Because honestly, I haven't read the book, and this is my first hearabouts of the book. To be honest with you,
really?
Yeah, okay. But I know Steve Harvey keeps it.
He does, yeah. For anybody who listens to him in the morning, you know, he's got a syndicated radio show, and especially during the segment that they have called The Strawberry Letter, where people send in their letters and they read them advice, him and Strawberry give advice.
Give
and,
the title of the book, CG.
The title of the book is Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. And it's such a good read. And I just want to clear up, it's not a man-bashing book. It's not a book to bash the males. What it is, it's a book to give the ladies insight on why things are happening, what we need to look out for when they're happening, and how to avoid them happening to you again.
Yeah, he get on the woman too. It's not like you're right. He's not male bashing. He's letting just us women know, even our faults too.
Yeah, I mean, majority of the book, he's just letting you know, which is what we already knew. When you start seeing signs in the beginning, believe it. When someone shows you who they are, believe it. And a lot of times we accept things because we feel like there's not enough men to go around, and when you get one, just, you know, hold on to them. And I remember a long time ago, I was told by an older man in my family, you know, if someone is cheating on you, why leave him? Because the next man you get is going to cheat on you too, so you might as well just stick it out with that one.
Wow.
And I used to think that when I was growing up, like, okay, I'm never going to find a man that's going to be faithful to me, so just accept it, you know? And I can't do that. I can't. I was in a relationship where I was cheated on so much, and it destroys you. You know, it ruins your self-esteem. It makes you feel like you're unworthy. If you're constantly having to go, you know, or compete with other women in other situations, it's not healthy, and it's painful. And in anybody in the world, you can have 100 men telling you how beautiful you are. If the one that you're with is not making you feel that way, then it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's the truth on that. And you know, that brings us to the next question. And, you know, I know CZ can give us a reference for Steve Harvey's books. The question is, old school values versus new school values. Is chivalry really dead? Are we bringing it back, or is it totally dead? I mean, are we still stuck on the new school, or the old school standards are totally gone? Let us know. Speak on it, ladies. You know, and you know what I'm saying? Let us know what's really good.
I think it's dead, and I'm sick of it. I think it's dead, and I think that it's sad that it's dead. You get a young dude that'll walk up. I mean, some of them will hold the door, but that's why I need me an old man or older man. I'm sorry. They don't hold the door, really. You know, the way they talk is different. The whole mentality of dating is different. There's no more courting. It's all about, right now, if you're not having sex with someone, they feel like the relationship doesn't need to go any further.
Well, wait a minute. I beg to differ. I got to step in.
I think that people nowadays feel like, well, not all people, but most people feel like the relationship is about sex. And how many people do you know, honestly speaking, how many people do you know will stick in a relationship till marriage without sex?
Well, I'm going to step in. I'm gonna jump out the window with this one, like Ron Brown would say. And I'm jumping out the window with this one. But, you know, me being, I guess, the oldest one of the females in this panel, I don't go older. I look younger. I mean, you know, for younger partnership.
Okay.
I'm a cougar to death. You know what I'm saying? I'm a cougar. I like them younger than me. But only younger than me in age. You know, not in behavior, not in attitude. You know, it's been my luck that I have found, you know, younger men that have a incredible mentality that don't think about only the sex part. Sometimes then I'd be thinking that I'm a dirty old woman because I'm the one that, in that case, I'd be like, are you serious? Like, what's wrong with you? But, you know, and they get into depth about really wanting a relationship. I'm too busy. Forget about the relationship. Like, come on. You know, so, I mean, you meet them. You meet them all kinds. You know, I've met men my age that seem to be, you know, younger than the guys I even date. It's like, so I guess it all stems from their backgrounds, you know, who's teaching them, if they even had a father figure in their lives, or if they had all the men counterparts, men like uncles or, you know, stuff like that. That depends the way they were taught, when, I guess, when they were raised, or even by their mom, too. You know what I'm saying?
I know,
because
but my situation, what I'm saying with this one is, if me and a man were clicking, if we were relating, if we were building something, and if we decided that we wanted to be exclusive with each other, and if we decided that we wanted to wait, have sex until we got married, I could do that with no problems without going out and having sex with someone else.
Right.
How many men do you know could wait that way without incorporating anybody else into the situation? I mean,
well, I'm saying it all depends on the. It all depends. All of them are different. I'm not going to really vouch and say that all men are the same, because all women are not the same. You know,
well,
we all not the same.
I'm not saying all men. I'm definitely not saying all men. I'm saying, how many men do you know? Well,
I know several. I know several. I know several.
I don't know none. I can't say I did.
Several.
And I've never met anybody.
Well, I know several. I'm not even going to lie. I know several.
I don't know several.
For,
I don't know one.
For the queen of death, though, you need to, you know, put yourself in a different pool of men, or put yourself around another
pool.
Oh,
I know good men. I know good men, and I'm not just talking about men that I've dated.
Actually, you're saying, you see, that's kind of a little contradiction, because you're saying you know good men, but yet you're saying you know no men that would even, you know, if there's no sex involved, they couldn't wait. So that doesn't make them a good man. If they need to be a good man all around.
Bad men, just because they won't wait doesn't mean they're bad men. I said I know good men. I do know good men. And I'm not just talking about men that I'm dating or that I have dated. I'm talking about family. I'm talking about friends. I know men who are really, really good men, but they can't wait for that, or they won't wait for that. And it doesn't mean that they're a bad man. It just means that nowadays
they're bad if they're stepping out. That considers them bad for stepping out. That's shame on them.
You know what? CG made a good point, because she was – I agree with CG on – hello?
Yeah, that does not make them a bad man. Like, I'm saying, if someone is waiting for me, if we're dating and they feel like they can't wait for sex, that's their decision. It doesn't make
they're
them...
not the right person for you then.
Yeah,
but it doesn't make them a bad man.
I would say that's bad on them if you're building something and just because of sex, he can ruin that. I don't see where, you know what I'm saying? I don't see where, if you're such a good man and you got all these values, just because of sex, like, I mean, what are you saying? So whenever, if I was to be hurt or I couldn't give you sex or whatever, the relationship is over? Like, really think about that.
She's, like CJ, we were talking about old school versus new school. So CJ made a point that there's not a lot of men that are willing to wait until marriage, because that's an old school kind of, you know, rule.
So I know what CJ's saying. I'm just saying we're just not seeing the same views, and that's all good. This is the point of the show.
I'm not disputing
with what she's saying.
But I'm just trying to make a point.
Can I throw a different perspective in there, just real quick?
Can I just finish my point? Wow. Okay.
I was going to just say, now what if you wait until marriage and then you have this, you know, these high expectations and you anticipating it's going to be great and then it's just, you know what I'm saying? What happens? I mean, that could be for me and all women. What happens? You know what I'm saying? What happens after you wait?
You find a way to make it happen.
But that's a risk people used to take for love. No, but now
what's wrong with test driving the car before you actually?
You know what? The thing about it is, in both points, you know, there's a point where in the new school, majority of the relationships based nowadays is on, you know, having intercourse. Majority of the relationships. Now, there's rare that you might find. We're not going to say that all men are like this, but majority of the people in this new generation have based their relationships on sex. And it's basically thrived their relationship through sex. Now, back in the day, old school, we used to be like, oh, we're going to court a woman, we're going to do this, that, and a third. We're willing to endure with this woman. But now it's like, hey, she pissed me off one or two times, it's a wrap, she's done.
it's not the same bond like they used to have back in the day. Just because, and with CG saying, yeah, it doesn't mean that they're totally bad men in general. They might be the wrong person for you because that's not your standard. You want that person to wait for you. You want him to wait for you, but he don't want to do that. So basically, he's not the right guy for you. But that doesn't mean, on the whole, he's a bad guy. You feel me?
Exactly.
You know.
I personally think that in regards to that, there should be. Me personally, I think it should be a mix of the two, old school and new school. You know,
definitely.
I don't want to be able to. I don't want to have to jump into bed with you after 2 weeks, after a week, after a month. Like if I want to wait a year. You know what I'm saying? I should have that right to wait a year. Not necessarily wait till marriage, but I want to be able to take my time with it. I'm not trying to, you know, jump from one car to the next, like Renesy said.
No,
yeah.
I don't feel any woman is obligated to have sex with a man. I don't feel like that. If a woman is not comfortable having sex, man, do your thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I feel about it. I'm not going to force no woman to do that, you know.
But would you be in a relationship with her?
Let's put it like this. I have.
Stop lying, dog.
I have been in a relationship where I've waited. You know what I'm saying?
Now, when you say wait.
What is she lying like? I don't know.
No. I can't say I've waited a year. I can't say I waited a year, but I've waited, you know what I'm saying? I've waited up to like 6 months.
Two whole weeks?
Maybe like 2 days. Maybe like 2 days.
Hold up. Renesy. Yeah. But you said that a woman's not obligated to have sex. So let's say she comes to you and she's the perfect woman. She cooks, she cleans, she makes you feel like a man, but she's just not a sexual person. Can you be in a monogamous relationship with her?
Wow.
If I'm getting all my other needs met, Yeah, because I look at other qualities too, right? You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you might find that woman who's willing to jump in the bed with you really quickly, but she doesn't have those other qualities. Like, you know what I'm saying? You could say, hey, boo, damn, I didn't pay my cell phone bill. Could you pay my cell phone bill? Here's my card. This, that, and the other. Or you might need her to go snatch her some last-minute stuff at the store. You know what I'm saying? You know, so that's what I mean. Certain things is... You willing to sacrifice it versus other things? So.
That's.
I don't want no big queen who don't got no brain.
that's
a nympho with no brain. I can't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man, I play understanding because we need understanding when it comes to a relationship. From SWV.
I mean, I don't know what Steve Harvey's perspective is, but I know I got my own.
But I'm gonna give y'all this song. This is joint from back in the day. I'm not your superwoman. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you want a superwoman, but you know, she make your breakfast. She make your breakfast and all that. But you still can't, you know, give her. And that goes for the man too. So I'm gonna give y'all this joint, and we're gonna come back, and we're gonna go into some more and talk more about Steve Harvey, and we're gonna talk about, is there a Mr. Right or Mrs. Right, really? Let's really get it in. And we're going to give y'all, I'm not a superwoman. Think about this, man. They call in at 347-826-7722. The girls is getting it in, and we got our king getting it in, too. And it's on this sexy night tonight. Relationship, episode 1. I'm not your superwoman.
Coffee has its sugar and cream. y'all. This is Nas, Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy Black Ice.
Your boy Too Short.
Yeah. It's your man Boss Hog.
This your boy Ace Him Up.
Yo, this is John Legend.
What's up, man? This your boy Renacy.
This your main man Trip, representing the No Coast, Indiana. TripleplatinumUnderground.com. Chillin' with Three Queens, the movement. You know how they do it. Holla, one.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, along with the beautiful Street Queens. The show is hosted by the panel of the Street Queens. You know, all my girls from all different states definitely represent with their different piece of the pie. And we're talking about relationships, episode one. The good and bad reasons to stay in a relationship, man. This is the Grown and Sexy Night, man. Call in at 347-826-7722, man. And we're talking about, you know, why do we stay in relationships? And the next subject is Mr. or Mrs. Right. Do they even exist? That's the question. And we're about to go to the lines and open the line back up with our queens, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got Miss Toy, Miss Emma, you know, Miss Lissette, We got our street queen, street king, Renna Ceezy, you know. We got our girl Felicia Sabree and our wonderful young lady, Miss CG Michelle. And your girl, Lashie, we live in the building, man. This is getting heated up in here, player. Getting heated up in here. We getting it crack-a-lacking. For real. So the question is, Mr. or Mrs. Right, and the situation is, right, do we set our standards so high to the point where, you know, we sabotage because we have emotional baggage from past relationships and we're so in the fear of getting hurt, you know, that we bring it into the relationship and she can be that superwoman or he can be that superman, but due to that baggage and that wall we have up, basically we find a nitpick. Maybe her feet are ugly or his feet are ugly. I can't date him. Or, you know, maybe she doesn't fold my clothes a certain way. I got to leave her alone. You know, do we nitpick and sabotage our own success in a relationship because we have this perfect expectation or Mr. or Mrs. Right, or is it emotional baggage? I throw that out to you, ladies. Go ahead and answer them questions, man.
Wow, that's a great question, Lush. This is Miss Toy speaking. I only jumped in so quick because as all my street queens know, I got a new boo boo, so I'm in a new relationship. So for everybody, yeah, I got a new boo boo, and he's younger than me, y'all. So hey, I think I'm joining Emma on being a cougar. But I'm sorry. But anywho, you know how it gets. Like I'm gonna keep it real right now because I found in myself a lot of flaws. When I got into this new relationship that was fresh and new and, you know, I'm trying to build with a new person who has great qualities, you know, and he is younger than me. And generally, you know, people will say, oh, you know, a woman, you know, I'm 30 years old. I'm dating a younger man. Oh, he's going to be, you know, always on the move. He's not on your level. He's immature. But what I realized is some of my baggage made me the immature one in a relationship. And it's embarrassing because I know better. You know, like before I got my feelings hurt, before I got my heart broken, I feel like I was on the same level as him, so open, so loving. But now it's like I got my guard up. I withdraw when there's no need to. I push him away when I don't need to. Like bringing old baggage into a new relationship is the worst thing you can do because that person will look at you like, and be ready to be out. And before you know it, your relationship could be over. But I've been working on it, and I'm doing much better. And he's so patient and understanding that, like, you know, I got a good boo-boo. So, you know, it's working on me and my issue.
I think that self-sabotage is real. And you don't necessarily recognize that you're sabotaging yourself. You don't you don't notice it. It's something that I've been through. And I noticed that if you're not happy, you know, you don't necessarily say, hey, I'm not happy. Like, you'll go through it, you know, day by day, things happen, whatever. You kind of, like, shrug it off. This is what it is. And then all of a sudden you start kind of, like, looking for reasons to break out. You know what I'm saying? Instead of looking for reasons to make it better, you know what I'm saying? Or coming to a mutual ground. And that's something that I went through. Like, there was plenty of times that that I went through that. And luckily, I learned from it, you know, and every day is a learning experience for me because I tell you, sometimes I don't want to take the high road. I don't want to say sorry, but you know what? The older I get, I realize, like, you want things to work out, you got to swallow that pride, put that baggage aside, and keep it moving.
It's true.
Or else it's not going to work. It's really not going to work. And you know, like Toy said, like, at least acknowledge your mistakes, you know what I'm saying? Be real about it. Like, I'm working on my temper. I have a short fuse, you know? And I realized that sometimes that doesn't work. It doesn't work. You can't have a short fuse. You have to have patience in a relationship, you know what I mean? If not, you're going to bolt. You're going to be in the next relationship and doing the same thing and moving forward. You got to nip it in the butt, you know?
And you can't have double standards either.
Mm. Yeah, right. I could do it, but you can't.
Right, yeah. Mm.
Wow. Felicia, how you feel about that, Felicia?
So freaking ridiculous.
As far as...
What?
Can you hear me? They heard you,
yeah.
Tasha. You know, I got three of my best friends sitting around listening to the show right now.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, as far as a Mr. and Mrs. Right, I just feel like in your lifetime, you build so many connections, and I just feel like if you meet someone and you're vibing with them and things are flowing and everything's going good and it's not tainted and it's not sour, I think that could possibly be a potential, you know, Mr. Right, Mrs. Right, but it's like people just, you know, they just end up finding the reasons why it can't work and it's never going to work, you know what I mean? And then it's like you might be passing up that person, like, you know how men are, yo, I'm not looking for a girl, I'm not looking for a girl, like, okay, you're not looking for a girl, but you're in my house, you're calling me, good night, you're kissing me, we're in public, we're doing this, we're doing that, we're going out, but, I can't do this right now. And I understand, you know, people, it's all about your mental, it's where you want to be, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can be doing all that because it feels good and it's fun, and that's probably what the both of you needed at the time, but if your mental's not there, then it's not going to work out. So, you know, I guess at the end of the day, you just got to know what you want. And if you meet someone that you connect with, I would just advise you to just keep on and get rid of all those fears of getting heartbreak. Just take the risk.
You know what, though?
I agree.
I don't think that there's any Mr. Right. I think that there's a Mr. Right for me.
Exactly.
Right.
Emma, how you feel about that, Emma?
Well, I mean, that's something that I always constantly say. I don't think there's any perfect woman or perfect man, but there is somebody perfectly for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we meet them. You know, a lot of the time
we do.
A lot of the time we just don't recognize it, and sometimes we recognize when it's a little too late, when we kind of pass them on, and then we realize, wow, like this, you know, if I would have just dealt with, you know, it could have definitely worked out. But, you know, I mean, you know, I guess, like I said, you know, and I don't like, I'm not proud of keep repeating this, but since I am the oldest one in the panel here,
you're sexy though.
Yeah.
You're
but I've had opportunities to have long-standing relationships as far as 12 years, and I've had relationships for 2 months. And I'm able, you know, I'm able to take, you know, the good in long relationships, you know, and the bad with short relationships. And it's just come out to really basically the same thing. And it's just finding someone that fits you because, you know, we have our girlfriends and we meet somebody and they'll look at them. Oh, you know what? I don't think he's for you. Like, you know, or he doesn't have enough money or he doesn't dress a certain way or whatever. But that's her perception of what she likes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just necessarily what your friends like doesn't mean that that's what you like. Or what your friends won't tolerate doesn't mean that you won't put up with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically to find that person that, you know, that you're comfortable with and that you have a good understanding. Communication is key. You know, you definitely have to be in constant communication. Like, this is what I want. This is what I need. You know, and what's going on in your, you know, in your mind. And not being afraid to speak about anything. You should be able to speak about everything from finance on to your favorite color. If you can't speak to this person, if you can't communicate, if you don't have the first inkling what his mother's name is, then what are you really speaking about? You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to waste. This is time you can never get back. You know, you meet somebody and you invest time, with people. That time you can never get back. So since you can't get the time back, you at least have to gain something within that time. So it's either knowledge or happiness or the great sex you ever had or something. It's got to be something, because you're investing your time into this person. It's not just to say that you have a boo, or it's not just to say that you have a lover or whatever. It's to say that when you finish that relationship, whether it be 2 months, 15 years, whatever it is, that you can be able to sit back and be like, wow, I got this out of it. You know, I learned this about me, or I learned this about life, or I did this or I did that. You know, the point is to grow and to find somebody. Not keep in your mind, okay, this guy is not perfect. No, he's not perfect, but you know what? Neither are you. So since you know you're not perfect, I mean, don't look for a perfect person, because guess what? That perfect person don't want you. They want somebody as perfect as them. So, going back to, you need to find somebody that's just perfectly fits you, fits the likings that you like. And not necessarily they have to like the same thing, but they definitely have to appreciate, I'm a poet, I'm a writer. If I'm with somebody that's not in that same field, they definitely at least have to appreciate or respect when I have to edit, when I have to be up in a computer hours or whatever. I don't want to hear, oh, you got to get off the computer because this and that. No, you already know I'm a writer, this is my business, what I do, and if this entails that. Or if he's a construction worker, let's say, I know he got to go to sleep early. I understand he needs, his lunch or whatever. He needs his rest. You know, I can't just come at 3 o'clock in the morning, turn on the lights, hey, because I just got here. So
that's true.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just that understanding what that next person needs and just trying to meet their needs without having to, lower your standards and your values. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's
and at the same time, you know what? You don't want to be in a relationship where you're thinking that person is your Mr. Right? And you're his missus right now. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And you need to discuss that. And these are things that need to be discussed. Like, how do you feel about me? Like, where do you see us at? Do you see us for right now? Because if it's for right now, then you put your same mentality. Okay, so it's for right now. But if he's speaking about future plans, maybe children, along the line, whatever, then you already know that then that's a bigger goal. And, things will then will go differently. You will treat him differently as opposed, you telling me you want a relationship with me, like long lasting. I'm doing breakfast in bed, but you telling me this is just for now because you're getting over your ex or whatever. You taking me to breakfast. See, see the difference there? You know what I'm saying? So,
but what Emma's saying is that the signs are there.
That's real talk. CG, since you read that whole Steve Harvey book, in reference, do he have something in regards to emotional baggage in the book, CG? And how do you feel about it?
How do I feel? Well, he has a whole, most of the book is geared towards telling women how to deal with emotional baggage, telling women how to move on from past situations, how you can't, for example, how you can't be in a relationship if something happened that you weren't, fond of, you forgive, and then you get back in the relationship, how you can't do that if you're not willing to forgive. I mean, of course you can't forget, but if you're not willing to move past it, a lot of times we're in relationships and things happen that, prior to the relationship we said we would never accept, and then when you're in the situation, you react completely differently and different. And, his whole purpose in putting that in the book was just to say, if you can't deal with it and if you can't accept it, then move on. Don't continue to stay in the situation because of the title, which I know I've done before and a lot of women around me have done it because I was in a relationship and because I was considered a girlfriend or wifey or whatever whatever you called it then. I didn't want to start all over and do the whole dating thing and work my way through that title again. You understand? So for the title, but you got to realize that it's not about the title. It's about the feelings and having the person's heart. And there's certain things that you don't do to someone if you care and truly love them. I had to understand. Some of the things that were being done to me could not be done from someone who genuinely loved me, the way I love them.
Mm.
And
So as I got older, my tolerance got a lot lower, and I just realized that what I want is out there. It's got to be out there, and I'm not going to look for it. It'll come to me, you know. It'll definitely come to me, but I do feel like it's out there, and it might be out there in a few other people, you know. I don't think that there's just this one person in the world that, you know, you get across different seas and you're just destined to find. I think that there's characteristics in other people that we are willing to accept and that we can cling to. And, I mean, if I'm able to find someone that I can just be happy with and that can please me and satisfy me in every way, then I'm good, then I'm cool.
Oprah says that love is not supposed to hurt.
It's not supposed to hurt. There's also a quote that
says... That's a big flag.
There's also a quote that says, I might be saying it wrong, but you'll get the gist of it. Never make someone your priority if you're just their option.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Yeah, I send that out in a blast in the email.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah,
Say it again. Say it again.
Say it again.
I'm saying it wrong.
Yeah.
No, you're saying it right.
You're saying it right, yeah.
Never make someone a priority when they're making you an option. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, on emotional baggage, you know, in reference to like me being married and divorced, I believe that the emotional baggage, like being scarred from my divorce, kind of gave me a different outlook on men at a point in my life where I was like, every man's the same thing. They ain't nothing. And I came to a point where I treated men like they were dogs. Like, I treated them the way they treat a woman. I treated them the same way at one point in my life. Like, I didn't care about them. They weren't an option. It was on my time. And I was totally heartless. Then I came to the point, and then I had my revelation. I realized I can't do this because maybe I might be cutting myself away from a blessing of somebody that really actually truly loves me. You know, but
right.
Like carrying emotional baggage and having those emotional seats, even psychologically, you know, being hurt from a situation causes you to have a different perspective, you know, going into a relationship. And like I said in a quote earlier, don't go into a relationship feeling that you're a full cup and playing this facade that you're a full cup when really you're half empty, or maybe you might be totally empty. You were not content with yourself. You never gave yourself time to heal before you jumped into another relationship because you want to fill that void. And some women or men find themselves to a point where they're having several different relationships or being in several different, you know, having intercourse with several different men or women because they're trying to find that void. They're trying to kill the pain, you know, and just using their bodies to kill that pain that they have inside, and they're not content with themselves. And that's the problem we face. It's basically self-love, loving yourself. And then the other problem we have is how can you expect a man or woman to love you to the point that you want if they've never been surrounded by love, if they've never been in an environment where they've gotten hugs or someone actually cared about them? This is from their upbringing. If you don't know their family or their origin, where they came from, you will not know exactly what's going on in their head. Maybe the family was abused. Maybe they never really showed love. Maybe they cared, but they never really showed love. So how can you expect them to show that to you if they don't know? So a person that does not know love can only love you to a point and after that, what happens then? Then that person that knows true love is forcing themselves to try to make something happen that is not going to happen until that person that you're involved with that can love you to a point understands themselves. That's the situation we're faced.
That's really true, right? That's true talk because...
Yeah, that's definitely true.
But, you know, I went through a situation where I had emotional baggage, but it wasn't the typical, you know, not trusting baggage. It was more baggage like I really got to correct my stuff. You know what I'm saying? It was a situation where I was a perfectionist, you know, like, oh, well, why didn't you do this? And why didn't you do that? You see me doing it. Why you don't do this? And I took that experience into my next
relationship on a positive level. I said, you know, I got to be a little more laid back. I got to be a little more understanding. I have to, you know, basically stop with this controlling stuff. Like, I realized I was controlling because I like things a certain way, you know. And it's funny, it came to me when one of my friends, you know, an associate of mine said, so what's your sign? And I said, well, I'm a Leo. Oh, Leos are controlling and they're bossy and all this other stuff. And I was like, that's not true. And I heard my voice in my head, stop lying. It's true. Stop lying. And so that's when I realized, I'm like, you know what? I have been controlling. And since then, I've been, you know, I took that into the next relationship. And I'm like, you know what? I gotta take it easy. I gotta learn to deal with these insecurities before I can go on to the next thing. And that's the type of baggage that I took in. Now, if I had any trust issues, it was kind of like one of those nightmares, you know what I'm saying? Like, it keeps coming back to you. You try to control it, but it comes back to you, and you're like, oh, I just caught myself being jealous. Wait, I got to chill with that, you know?
That's true. And we're going to open the floor to the gentleman. We're going to give it to Venice, and then we have a caller on the line also. So, Renacy, you know, the ladies, we gave our viewpoint on that. How do you feel about that, Renacy?
Well, I mean, as I hear you guys speak, the thing that pops into my head is, and tying it all in with the bringing, you know, talking about, you know, the old school way of doing things versus the new school way of doing things. And the question that pops into my head is, where do you draw the line as far as, considering conditional versus unconditional love, and how do you know if a person is really worth the sacrifice of putting in the hard work versus, you know, letting somebody go so easily when that it could have possibly been your soulmate? You know?
I think that we all inside have that instinct, though, to know if this person is worth it or not. But just sometimes ignore it and don't pay no mind to it. But deep down inside, when you're dealing with somebody, like when you really start getting intimate and you really start knowing a person, deep inside you already can see that future, whether it's going to happen or not.
But the flip side of that, right? I don't mean to cut you off, but the flip side of that is, right? Because, you know, I've been around older couples, too. And when I say older couples, I'm talking about couples who are older than all of us. You know what I'm saying? Mm. They've been married longer than all of us. And then you listen to the testimony of their marriage, they'll tell you, it wasn't easy. He did this, and she'll say, oh, and he'll say, she did that. But, you know, they kind of stuck to the guns. And in the
end, they kind of laugh at it, too. They laugh at it.
In the end, they had a wonderful, successful 60-year marriage. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, but it took both of them. It took both of them for that to happen.
Right. And I'm saying, well, where do you – and that's why I'm – throwing it. I mean, this is what's making me analytical about it. Like, okay, how much do you tolerate? Do we give up so easy? You know what I'm saying? Or is it just not worth it? Or do we just draw the line and say, nah, forget it?
I think it's worth it when you see that the other person is definitely trying. I mean, because realistically, you alone cannot salvage a relationship.
Right.
If you see that person is really not putting, you know, the effort that you're putting, if you see that person's already gave it up, then, I mean, that's basically where it ends. But if you see that person is trying as well, then, you know, then that's when you know, then, you know what, I'm going full force with it because she's, you know, doing her part, I'm going to do my part, and we're definitely going to be successful in this relationship.
And that's
like, my mother told me this when I was young. She told me, son, give every relationship you get in with a woman 150%. So if you have to get out of it, you don't have to walk away feeling like you didn't do what you had to do or did your best.
Right. Wow. Well, your mama was right, let me tell you.
She got some knowledge on her, for real.
That's your mama, for real. She must have raised a strong man right there.
Yeah, she's dropping
you know
the jewels.
I knew a couple, you know, they were much older. They are married for, I think it's been 35 years or so. And one thing that I noticed about them with the stories that she would tell me and the way she treats them now is amazing to me. They first started at like around 18 years old, 17 years old. They were really young. And they got into a relationship and they basically did everything together, the good and the ugly, you know.
They did coke. They were party animals. They, you know, were homeless together. They went through the ups and downs. But the thing that I took from that association with that couple was the fact that they went through everything together. You know, mm-hmm. It was like if he was down and out, you know, she was down and out, but they were down and out together, and they triumphed together. You know, and it's like, how do you hold on, you know, when you're going through all this stuff? It's like my aunt and my uncle, you know, they in their 60s, they've been together 50 years, you know what I'm saying? It's like, how do you do that? How do you not give up and take it to that level? He's been to jail and back. He came out, he became a pastor, and they lived happily ever after. But, yo, like, how much is enough? You know what I'm saying? Like, how much are you willing to tolerate?
That's,
you know,
that's
when do you draw the line? Do you draw the line? You know?
That's the question. I want to bring in Bump because I know he definitely, my big brother, can definitely answer that question from a number four point of view of a man, you know. 646208, is this Bump?
Yes, man. How you doing, ladies, everyone,
Team
brother?
Team Bump.
Well, you have a great topic tonight, man. Wow.
Thank you.
You have a great time, but you know I'm always proud of y'all, so it's no surprise. if I may, I just want to give a comment. I think with the relationships, I think a relationship is supposed to be something that you know you add to. You know, too many of us are under the I don't know this program that you subtract. Like where did it come into play that you're supposed to just always be the taker? You know, where are you supposed to always, you know, someone's always taken. You know, I think, you know, when you meet in the middle of a role, it's where people are given to each other. You know, and then that eludes the envy and the jealousy or the second guessing if somebody's doing this or someone's doing that with somebody else or stuff like that. For one, you love yourself first. And everybody else can see that, you know, displayed, and you again, you attract, you know, what you put out there. So if you're loving yourself, what's going to come to you is people going to see that how you're treating yourself. That's how they're going to treat you. You know, you're not going to let anyone into your life where all they want to do is just take from you. And I think we supposed to add. If I meet someone, they should be adding to what I'm already doing. I should be adding to what, like you ladies here, I mean, what you're doing collectively on the show and your own individual visions is great. So anybody that comes across your path, they should be supporting that.
Right.
You know what I mean? If he's not understanding or she's or whoever it is, they're not understanding, even the brother, if they're not understanding, or even in my lane also, if they're not understanding what we're doing, then all we're doing is really wasting each other's time and wasting each other's energy then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we should be, at first, to touch on what the brother was speaking on earlier, previously, about the when you meet someone, how long do you stay, or you decide whether you can you should be with them or not. Anytime you meet someone, you're on an interview. So the relationship that, you know, that person you're meeting or so, it's an interview. They only meeting a representative of you. They're not meeting the true you because no one shows they true colors in the first meet. So
that's
you're
like
only showing.
Letter.
Yeah, exactly. You know
letter.
What I mean? Yeah. But a relationship is in marriage is just like a job. You know, you work on it. You know, you build on it. It's not a 9-to-5. You know, a relationship is all day.
That's true. You don't want to see my resume.
I mean, you know, your resume. Well, I mean, believe it or not. Listen. You want me to be honest, because I love you, or you want me to lie to you so you can like me?
Right. That's real.
Sometimes,
when you're in a relationship with a person, like they get to see the real. You know, what you may get up in the morning and put it on for the world and make it look real pretty, but when you're in a relationship and you're dealing with that person on that, you know, day in and day out, sometimes things get a little tight. Sometimes things get a little bit too real, and you have to be able to deal with the real. You know, that's sacrifice. That's you know, like Bump said, that's the give, you know, and the take. Because if you're taking more than you're giving, then you're a taker, and that's not going to be a healthy relationship in the long run. Like, you have to be able to deal with a person's faults and their strong points, and not to mention help them make their faults into strengths. You know what I'm saying? That's the giving that I think is important in a relationship, where maybe I'm weak, maybe that person is strong, and they could teach me some things, and vice versa.
Well, I don't think nobody's weak. I think you just make each other stronger, or so stronger than what you already are.
Go ahead, hon.
No, ladies first.
Wow, how many gentlemen in the building? Okay, I was just saying, like, you know, my weaknesses. Like, he may be stronger as far as being organized, and maybe I'm not as organized. He can teach you to be organized. That's what I mean with weaknesses, and he helps you to be stronger in them aspects.
Right, right. I think a relationship is a two-way street. You know, each one of us supposed to, you know, do what we can, you know, and go even beyond what we can. So, like you said, you know, when that other person is falling, that other person is supposed to be there to catch them, or either, you know, be their crutch, you know, until they can help them get back on their feet or something like that, you know. But I mean, it's funny where you test some people, or so you're in a relationship, and you know, you just ask them, you call them up in the middle of the night, and you ask them, you know, I need, you know, $20 at 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, you see how much they're going to come downstairs for you just to bring you a dollar or $20.
That's true. That's the truth.
You know, if they're really there for you, they're going to bring it regardless. I don't care what time it is.
That's real talk right there. And you know what, you know, because in relationships, we have to learn to be patient, and we got to learn to be unselfish, and we got to learn to, you know what I'm saying, you know, be understanding, you know. I gave y'all, you know, understanding by SWV, and I gave you, I'm not just a woman, you know, trying to find those pet peeves and, you know, trying to hold on to something that really isn't the right thing for you. I'm going to give y'all Lauryn Hill, tell them, you know.
Yes. You're
telling y'all to be patient and, you know, be keeping
yada-da.
I'm about to give y'all Lauryn Hill, tell them. And I want y'all to think on this and then call in, you know, 347-826-7722.
Shout out to
Lauryn. Shout out to Lauryn. I love you, girl, man. Come back.
Yeah, me too.
Come on, come back, girl. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got the whole panel.
Thank you for calling in, Bump.
Yeah, ladies, I'm sorry. I got to go, but
I
love
you
all.
Thank you for calling in.
And I appreciate y'all. And be safe tonight.
Peace. You
too. No, you could have stayed on the phone. I'm just giving y'all Lauryn Hill, and then we coming back.
You know he don't stay long, girl. You know he give us doctor visits, but we appreciate it.
You really gonna put me on blast like that on the radio? I don't believe you.
We still love you, Bumps.
Thank you for letting me off the hook. Thanks.
Thanks for the mayor's. I appreciate it.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that's my big brother. He definitely gives me advice all the time. And check out www.strictlybum1.com. Official sponsors of Street Queens, the movement, and Let's Radio Online. For real, definitely support them in this movement. And I'm about to give y'all Lauryn Hill. Tell him. Because sometimes we got to be patient, man. Stay online. We're going to come back with the Queens on Street Queens, the movement. Relationships, episode number one. You already know.
Need him, yeah. Tell him I love him, and it'll be all right.
Y'all, this is Nas, Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man, TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy, Black Ice.
Your boy, Too Short.
Yeah, it's your man, Boss Hogg.
This your boy, Ace Em Up.
Yo, this is John Legend.
What's up, man? This your boy, Renesee.
This your main man, Tripp, representing the No Coast, Indiana, TrippePlatinumUnderground.com. Chilling with Three Queens, the movement, you know how they do it. Holla, one.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building with the Street Queens, the beautiful Street Queens. Live in the building, gave y'all some of that Lauryn Hill. You know, sometimes we got to be patient in a relationship. Sometimes, you know, love is, you know, not boastful, and love is not sometimes without sin. But, you know, we try to keep it as pure as possible. But love isn't supposed to hurt. If it hurts, then make time. Sometimes it just ain't right. You know, and if you love somebody enough and you know what's wrong, just let it go sometimes. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, you know, we back in the room with your girls, the Street Queens, the movement, and we was definitely dropping down the law with your man Renna CZ, bump drops the knowledge. You know, this was some hard stuff over here, girl. Ladies, y'all was getting it in.
Man, that's serious business, man. Serious business.
Well, and the other question is, you know, in relationship, man, I'm throwing this out to y'all ladies and also to CZ to make a reference in regards to Steve Harvey's book. You know, I'm going to start off with CZ to make a reference to Steve Harvey's book. Does age really matter when you're going into the relationship, man?
The age doesn't matter. The maturity level matters. I mean, and that's my honest opinion. I think that it depends on the maturity level in the person that you're dating. It can be a young guy with a maturity level of a way older man, or it could be an older man with a very immature, you know, or it would be very immature. I think it really depends on the individual. But in the book, I mean, the only thing that he really talks about is older men who date younger women and some of the reasons behind that, and then older women who look for younger men and the pluses and the negatives about that.
Tell us some of the reasons that he says about why men choose to date young women and why women choose to date young men. His opinion.
In the book, he said some older men choose to date younger women to validate themselves. I mean, I don't think that that's always true. He was just using some scenarios. Because at the end of the book, they kind of have, like, people were asking questions and he was giving his answers or his opinions. Some older men choose to get younger women to validate themselves somehow, kind of, you know, similar to the way some men go buy expensive cars, you know, to validate themselves. And they say that older women sometimes, women try to date men younger than them. But the only risk in that is you got to realize that younger men still have a lot to get out of their system.
Mm-hmm.
They still have a lot to get out of their system that men aren't expected to get out of their system until they reach their 30s or so. Not all men. That's just an estimate. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I mean, but like, again, his book was, he quoted that he was just speaking off of opinion and experience and his interviews with other people. He wasn't saying that everyone was like this. He definitely wasn't saying that.
That's some deep stuff right there, man. Miss Toy, how do you feel about you know, that situation? Does age really matter? I mean, your situation, you have somebody younger than you, so I mean, what's your opinion on it?
I honestly, I feel like it depends. Like, when they talk about law, you know, like older person, you don't want to date somebody that's, you know, under 18, under 16, because it's against the law. But when you get into everybody's an adult, it's more about compatibility. You know, like you can never say just like age does not define you. You know, mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's really experience that defines you. You know, so it's like. Me personally, yeah, I'm 30 years old. I'm going to put it out there. You know, I have no shame in my game. I'm 30 years old, and I am dating a 24-year-old man. And, hey, so, you know, like, and I'm going to keep it real. When I first met him, I'm like, little boy, please, okay? I don't got time. Like, you are a baby. And he kept on, like, giving me the grown man look like, yeah, I'm not no baby. So, you know, as time went on and I started to see his ways, I had to really give him the respect because, yes, he's 24 years old, but he's very mature and responsible. And not to mention, he really knows how to treat a woman. Like, he was raised with all women, his sisters, you know, his mom, he respects his mom. So it's like he has an understanding for women. So it's like, you know, in a relationship for him, he's a sweetheart. He's very attentive. He's patient. You know, he's a promoter. So it's like, yeah, he's always on the go, and he's a DJ. He's always on the go. He's always moving around. But he loves to have that one stable person that he can come to and say, this is me, you know? Mm-hmm. So you can't really judge it on age. But, you know, if you're dealing with – if you're an older person and you deal with a younger person, that person has much more energy than you, you can't expect for them to, you know, want to sit still because maybe you don't like to rip and run, and they do. You can't put your status or your standards on them. You know, they still have a lot of energy. They like to be out and about. You can't hold them back. You know, you have to let them live their life, and then, you know, hopefully that'll work out.
So how you feel about that, you know, Emma? How you feel about that, Emma?
Cougar.
AKA the cougar.
Oh my goodness! I swear.
Ow.
Well.
Wait, Emma. I have a question. This is Toy. Am I a cougar? Because you know I'm 30. He's 24.
Oh yeah, you definitely qualify cougar status. Yeah, you definitely in the cougar. You know, you gonna get your cougar T-shirt. We're about to print them out in a few. But, I'm gonna co-sign what the ladies ahead of me have been saying. As far as the age, I don't really see an age thing because there's a lot of people that meet me. There's a lot of relationships I've been in that they say that I don't act my age. You know, there's dudes that are way younger than me that talk about that I'm acting like a kid. So. I don't want to grow up. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so it all depends. It's not I don't think it's an age thing, but it is a maturity thing, and it is an experience thing because there's some guys that I've met, me being way older than them, that have experienced so much stuff, and I've experienced stuff in life, but I've come across people where they experienced so much stuff that has made them grow up much faster and has matured them much faster. So although their age is still a younger age, their experience, you know, is what gives them that stability and that maturity in the way they speak and they carry themselves, you know. So I've been with older guys that won't hold the door. They'll be like, oh, I didn't even see that you was there. Oh, why are you not coming out the car? Because you didn't open the door, you know. But there's younger guys that's not even something you have to tell them. It's just a get here. Oh, give me your bag. I'll carry your bag. All right, but you're carrying a girl's pink bag. It don't matter. It's heavy. I'll carry it. That, like, where? Hello, do you have a cousin and a brother? Like, I want to, you know? Like, come on. You know what I'm saying? So it's just little things, and it's little things. They don't even have to be big things, like, you know, buying your car. It's like you went to the dollar store and you brought me socks. Oh, my God, you brought me purple socks? Like, this is, you know, like. But just the fact that they thought about, wow, I know her favorite color is purple. I've seen some socks. So what did they cost a dollar? The point is that you thought of me and you bought it and you bring it to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just those little things that mean so much. And that only, you know, people that have gone through like a lot of stuff learn to appreciate the smaller things.
Mm.
You know, like people that don't really go through stuff, it's like, that's like so unimportant. Like, why would I buy you a dollar socks? You know, it's like they don't get it. But somebody that's been through so much, has been disappointed, that hasn't been loved or, you know, stuff like that, can see the sense in that, where you'll be like, well, you know what, I went to pick up this, but I seen that this was your I seen this was your favorite character, you know, you collect Scooby-Doo things. I seen this spoon that was a Scooby-Doo here to your collection. Like, some small gesture like that, we'll be like, oh, my God, I didn't have this in my collection. Like, thanks. So it's not, you know, it's just that, those little things that I think that is true, you know, it's not an age thing. I think it's more of an experience thing, you know, a maturity thing. And that maturity you gain through different experiences in life, you know.
Mm.
I personally never dated anybody that was younger than me. I had, this mentality that it was like, oh, you know, I'm not, you know, older men are immature. I'm not trying to go the other way, you know. But and to this day I never did. But my perspective is changing throughout the years because it's like you ladies said, it's all about experience. You know, somebody who's much older doesn't necessarily mean just because he's older don't mean that he's gonna, you know, hold the door for you or you know offer his last bite to you. You know.
And I'm sorry, Lizette, for interrupting.
You know,
I'm sorry for interrupting, Lizette, but I forgot the part about the energy. Yeah, they have more energy, and they like to waste their energy. That's what I'm just gonna say. Sorry, Lizette. Girl, keep going.
Stamina.
Yeah, keep going. They got shit to prove.
Amen.
They got shit to prove.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
All
Amen.
Right. Sorry, Lizette. Amen. Sorry, I forgot about that part.
All right.
But my whole point is that I agree with what you ladies are saying. It's all about experience. You know what I'm saying? I had that perspective. It was like, oh, younger guys or whatever. But at the same time, right, you have to be in a situation also that, you know, you shouldn't be unfair to that younger guy. You know, I know somebody who was 28 with a child, own apartment, job, everything. He was 18. No job, no school. You know, he was dedicated to his, you know, I can't even say it without blowing it up. Extracurricular activity, you know, professional, whatever. And I thought that it was so unfair for her to put him in that type of situation. Like, he's 18 years old. He just moved out because you have your own apartment. He moved in, you know what I'm saying? And now you expect him to do all of this stuff. That's not fair. You know, let's keep it real. Like, you know, you can't.
That's not even cougar status. Nah, that's not cougar status. Though. That right there, what we call that, ladies?
Pedophile.
That's not cougar. That's not cougar.
No, and you know what? And it was, like, crazy because it was somebody close to me, and I used to be like, yo, what the fuck? Excuse me. What are you thinking?
It's like Toy said earlier. As long as it's consent adults. You know what I'm saying? Consented adults, and when it's two adults, and the age don't matter. But at 18, I mean, okay, even though as much as you've gone through in life, whatever, you still kind of gone through that much when you're 18 years old.
18 years
compared
old.
Compared to 28.
On the earth, come on. And that was the situation. Like, I used to be like, listen, you have a son, and you have to basically pay attention to what you want to do for your son, you know? And then you get mad because this 18-year-old is hanging with his boy. Are you kidding?
That's what he's supposed to do at that age.
Like, what do 18-year-olds do? They want to party, drink, chill, you know? I mean, come on. So you have to be realistic also.
And there's a kid that don't even belong to him? That kid belonged to him?
Big responsibility, you know what I'm saying? And the thing is, it all comes back to loving your... Why? She was insecure. You know, dating, in the dating scene for X amount of years, couldn't find nobody, and then there you go, lowering your standards.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Low.
Guess what? 3 years later, he was like, I can't do this no more. But, you know, I can't do this. And what happened? The son is sad. He doesn't see this individual anymore. Now what?
Now he's 21 and he could legally go drink. He don't need her anymore to buy the drink.
and that's crazy. But see, the crazy part of it is that women, again, ladies, you know, and you know, we some not my queens, but we people have been in different situations where we bring these men into our lives because, quote unquote, we might be insecure or we're not secure with ourselves, and because. Some women would rather have a man that does not work a job, and you're working and doing everything, have everything going, but just the fact to have that security that somebody's there, you will let him lay up in your house and let him use you because you are not secure with yourself. You understand? And in the situation that I have going on, and, you know, mostly, yeah, the person I'm dating is kind of older than me, you know, and I'm 28.
He's the cougar,
and you know some people quote unquote call him a sugar daddy, but I care about him. But the thing about it is, when you're dealing with somebody older, you know, on a retirement level, and they're to the point where they have nothing to do but to sit around and worry. Things come in their mind, and when you have a young entrepreneur trying to do things in their life, they think, oh, well, I can get them this, get them that, and, you know, she won't worry about doing all that stuff. I'm out to get my goals, you know, I'm out for my dreams, and sometimes it's a power struggle, which in his mindset, he believes that, oh, well, I believe you're all me, but he feels like he's sharing me with the world. Well, right now, I'm coming home to you, but you have to share me with the world because this is what I do. I deal with entertainment. I deal with people every day.
Tell them to watch Stedman, to watch what Stedman does.
You know, and that's the situation. It's like dealing with somebody older, you know. Now, ever since I was younger, you know, parents sometimes say, date somebody a little older, your friend. I always dated older guys. I was mature for my age. I always dated, in mentality-wise, always dated older guys. And most of the time at the same time, you get some knowledge from them. But at the same time, you can date somebody that's 40, 30, and they can have the mentality of a 13-year-old or an adolescent, you know, to the point where it's like, this is unbearable. Sometimes you feel like you're the man in the situation and they're the woman. Mm. With all the nagging and the whining and stuff, and you're like, who are you dealing with? Just shut up and leave me alone.
Wow.
It's the situation that you deal with sometimes, you know, and it's insane. Like, I know some people that have dealt with older women, even older women dealing with younger men. Some of the younger women, older women, some of them call them sugar mommies. Okay,
mm-hmm.
not even call them a cougar, you know, because a cougar has her mindset, but you got some of the sugar mommies that feel like, well, I got this young man, or maybe she's married and she buys him so she can have him as a trophy guy or use him as a sexual toy. I've even seen women that have been married in a relationship have gotten a younger boy that's 17, not even turned 18 yet. Gotten this young boy, impregnating herself through this young boy,
ooh,
and then when he turns 18 to put him on child support, but you're married, okay? You're beyond a cougar. You're not a cougar.
Yeah. No, that's not cougar style. That's not cougar style.
You know, that's something else. Or then they come to the point where we ask the reason why we stay. Some men come to the point where they get in a relationship. And, okay, she's a sugar mommy. She's older. She's paying my bills. I don't have to spend my money. You know, she all good. I can do me. But then it comes to the point where there's control in the point where you can't do this. Then you feel obligated. Well, she is paying my bills. I better not do this. And then you lose yourself to the control. Even as an older man dealing with a young woman, you lose yourself. You're like, well, I'm kind of obligated. Even if you're not totally, if you're not in love with that person, but you love them, you feel obligated. It's almost like a job to a point. And then you're staying because you feel obligated. Or maybe they introduced a child to you, and you're young, and you're trying to live your life, and they introduce this child to you. Then there's an emotional attachment with the child or different situation, and you feel obligated. The obligations come to the point where it's like, wow, I feel like I'm trapped. in a relationship because of this situation. A lot of people find themselves trapped because either they've gotten a young woman pregnant or gotten a woman pregnant and, oh, man, let's get married is the right thing, but realize they were never really meant to be with each other. You know, that obligation, that vote they hold over your head, that's the situation. That's the situation. And some women also think that they have a baby with them. No, you can't, because he can go find somebody else.
Well,
that's what we
make more babies.
And that is the situation we deal with, you know. And, you know, if you're not doing that certain thing for that man, he can find anybody else. The obligation standard. You got a man that is staying with a woman right now. Say there's a situation, you know, one of these young ladies I'm dealing with, she was in love with a man. The man is in love with her, but come to find out he's living with a woman that presses his clothes every day, pays all the bills. He doesn't have to spend his money. He used some of his money to spend on a girl. But the girl is so, wants him to be for herself, but she realizes that the situation is he's obligated. He feels obligated to this woman he's living with. But they're not married. But he's obligated to this woman because she allowed him to stay himself. So the obligation factor, that's a situation, that's a big situation when you deal with older to younger or younger to older, or just being in a situation because of financial reasons and you just wanted to stay there for a couple to get yourself on the feet, then all these other things came to pass and you put yourself in a situation.
Or like the dudes have been in prison and the woman has waited for them 5-6 years and all that. They come out and sometimes they realize, you know what, I don't even want to be with this woman. But the obligation of, hello, she stuck by you 6, 7, 10 joints. You owe her, you know what I'm saying? More than just that, you know, that first night out.
You know, Emma, that's one of my no-nos.
You know what I'm saying? So
you
do like you
to get locked up? Peace, homie. Sorry for ya. I'm not doing it.
But there's some women, that's what I'm saying, that will hold on. And
yeah,
you already, I mean, we already know why the man is continuing to tell you that he loves you, he want to marry you, especially if they just served him with 15 joints. Hello. He didn't love you when he was out here, but he loves you when he's inside. Red flag. Because he needs the letters, he needs the visits, but that doesn't guarantee that when he comes home, you know what I'm saying? Because once he's free, it's a different story. Now he starts realizing, you know, he starts really thinking now. I don't think that we're compatible. You could have told me that 10 years ago when I first started writing to your butt, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
so that's another sense of obligation, too.
Yeah, the obligation factor is a big obligation factor that we deal with. And, you know, due to our time, this was a great show. We touched on a lot of different topics. And once again, CG, can you tell the people what's the name of Steve Harvey's book? And, you know, I know it's in Barnes & Noble, and I guess you can get it online. You can Google it. But, CG, what's the name of the book again?
It's called Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man.
Mm-hmm. And keynote, we're not being sponsored by Steve Harvey or his publishing company. We just like the book because of the topic that we're touching today. Just throw that out.
Emma's the lawyer in the group. If y'all don't know, she's security /
But
lawyer.
If you would like to sponsor Street Queens, Lush, please give them the information.
Definitely. You know, if you guys would like to, you know, sponsor Street Queens, the movement, or, you know, email us, you know, you can definitely email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com, you know, and definitely, you know, hit us up and let us know exactly, you know, what would you like to donate, what would you like to do, would you like to participate or be involved in any of the activities or different things that we're doing, or maybe you have, you know, highlights on different things you're doing that's positive in the community, you know. And also, you guys can, if you want to send donations, you guys can send donations to P.O. Box 30126, Capitol Heights, Maryland 20731. And also, we have a couple of different things that we're going to be working on, especially for, like, the summertime. We have a couple of Street Queens projects. Make sure you log on to www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. Join our groups, you know, highlight yourself, You can get at any one of the street queens. We're all logged on in there. You know, we're not going to bite. We'll definitely talk to you. And, you know, hit us up on there. Shepherd's Cove, homeless shelter for the children and women. Need donations of new twin blankets, towels, Lysol, and Pine Sol. The address for it is 1400 Dolewood Lane, Capitol Heights, Maryland, 20743. And for more information, contact Ms. Jackson at 301-322-3381. We would like to thank all of our, you know, callers, all of our listeners, and everybody. And, you know, all we do is try to, you know, basically support positive people that's doing positive things in the community, you know, and, you know, bringing hope, you know, the people that have no hope. Check out our Street Queens of Movement, the blogging spot, streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. And we out, man. Check us out each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock. Each one of us will be rotating on hosting the show, and we're definitely going to give you some spicy topics along with giving you some very good information. We gave you a lot of music today, and I'm going to give you this one. This is a little rock one right here. It's called Stand in the Rain by Super Chick. And it's basically, hey, sometimes we have to, you know, stand by ourselves in a relationship. Sometimes we have to, like, basically take a time for ourselves and be alone to actually realize what we really want in a relationship, what we want, what we need, what we're going to accept, what we're not going to accept. We need to know that. We talked about basically getting men's point of view on different situations. Do we set standards, new school versus old school? And do we evaluate men and, you know, sugar daddies versus cougars, you know, A standards? Come on, people. When we get into relationships, we need to be totally content with ourselves before we jump in. We don't want to jump in and drown. We want to actually be able to swim. So sometimes we need to stand in the rain, and we need to stand there, and we need to stand tall and stand with our head erected and love ourselves first before we jump into something we don't know. I love you, ladies.
Motto and Creed.
Motto and Creed. One of you guys go ahead and read it. Go ahead. Go ahead, ladies. I know you got it in front of you.
I don't either.
Oh, there they go. I'll go ahead.
I can say a quote from Steve Harvey.
Go ahead and give us a quote.
Yes. Okay, he has two quotes that I wrote down and I kept for myself because I want to use them. The first one is, experience is priceless. Too bad you have to pay for it with your youth.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one is, you simply cannot drive forward if you're focused on what's happening in the rearview mirror.
Wow.
And I took those quotes from his book, and I loved them.
That's some real stuff right there. Take those quotes and think about that tonight, you know. And when you're looking at your significant other, and you're like, wow, do I really want to be here with you, dog? What's really going on? But, you know, let's just think about it, you know. And really, really pray and think when we're in a relationship. We must learn patience and learn not to be selfish. And let's stand in the rain. Same time, same place, 8 o'clock at night, Eastern Time, Thursday. The panel, Street Queens, we in the building. Positive people doing positive things. www.streetqueensmovement.name.com.
Don't forget to empower and support the diverse needs of the people.
That's what it is. She had to say that, and I love her. I love her so much. That's what it is, man. We love y'all, man. We definitely doing the Street Queens of Movement. Stand in the rain.
She never slows down. She doesn't know why, but she knows that when she's all alone, feels like it's all.